Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
It's the Round Ball Rock Podcast, Halloween 2023 edition, starring Dave Schilling, the Joker, Jigsaw, Joey Devine, Beetlejuice, a zombie, Sean Keane, a werewolf, Dracula and his son, Patreons, always read the name, thank you always, GZ, TYGZ, Darshan Patel, thank you Darshan, special guest Halloween correspondent, Katie Heindel, musical guest, the Crypt Kicker 5, and now, the temporary host of Round Ball Rock, Joey Devine.
Hi, it's me, Joey Devine, your temporary host of the Round Ball Rock podcast, and we are here with our Halloween review episode. I'm here, as always, with my friend Sean Keane. Sean, how are you?
I'm good. Joey, did you dress up for Halloween?
I did not.
Did you give out candy on Halloween?
I did not. I had to work.
Oh. Well, that's fair.
Sean, did you dress up on Halloween?
I did. I dressed up as my dog, Pino, was dressed as a hot dog. I was also dressed as a hot dog, but I was also wearing a winter scarf because I was a chili dog. Mm.
You love a Halloween.
We love
pun.
We all love a Halloween pun.
Sean, I have to say,
people like the dog's costume better than mine.
Fair. That's just going to happen when you have dogs and children. Sean, I have to say, I was a little disappointed in the Ghost of Don Pardo because at one point I thought he was just going to name the monsters that Jay-Z names in Monster.
Oh, I think he named
Kanye
the
West. Yeah,
he named the monsters attending the party at Monster.
Yeah,
Mash.
So I'm gonna do that real quick here. Hold on. Okay.
Wait, do you want me to do it?
No, I'm doing it. Sasquatch, Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness. Goblin, ghoul, a zombie with no conscience. All right, it's time to. That's the perfect time to bring on our guest. It's one of her favorite songs. It's from the Basketball Feelings newsletter. Katie Heindel. Katie, how are you?
I'm okay.
You know what those feelings is? One of those basketball feelings is love. I can't get enough.
So my favorite monster, joke when I was monster. A child was the chili dog joke. Yeah. So I respect your costume.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. So I guess we have to talk real quick about some news before we start talking about Halloween. Which is, I know. But, well, you know what? We do boo things on Halloween, don't we? Don't we, folks? Mm-hmm.
All right. We do. We love to.
All
This is Round Ball Rock News. Basketball news for humans and robots. Trust the process.
All right. Sean, big news. Robert Covington is coming home. He's coming back to Philadelphia. Exactly how Daryl Morey drew it up. To bring a hometown hero back to Philadelphia.
Robert Covington was discovered by Daryl Morey in Houston. He went to Philadelphia. He signed such a team-friendly contract that agents actually protested to Sam Hinkie that you could sign such a long, non-guaranteed contract. Then Robert Covington, he earned his stripes, and they signed one of those, use all your cap space 1 year to give a guy more money. And he found a long-term home in Philadelphia and then was traded four times in the next 3 years. Mm-hmm. But now he's back. He's back in Philly.
Katie, you're our feelings expert. How do you feel like... What's the defining emotion for the James Harden to Los Angeles Clippers trade, you think?
I mean, I'm pretty pleased for PJ Tucker. That's about it.
Because he gets to go shoe shopping on Fairfax every day when he wants. Yeah.
Probably tired. Like I saw, you know, when people make those like Photoshop graphics of like who's stopping this team. Mm-hmm. And someone did one really fast of the Clippers and like Harden in a Clippers jersey, and then someone quote tweeted and just said natural causes. So I feel like aside from Russ,
that's really funny.
I feel like fatigue is maybe the feeling, probably also for everyone involved in the trade, certainly Daryl Morey.
I feel bad, the most bad for Nicholas Batum, I think, who only signed, he was going to retire, but they convinced him because he liked being a Clipper so much to come back.
Well, and living in Los Angeles.
And now he said that his wife woke him up to tell him he was traded to Philadelphia. Poor guy.
That is rough.
Second person I feel bad for is Furkan Korkmaz, who's been trying to get traded off the Philadelphia 76ers for two seasons now and apparently asked to be in the trade and no one wanted him.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if that was real or like a report. Joey, you said it looked like it was a reporter from The Scoop.
The guy who tweeted it did look like a reporter. Because
it could have just been like a mean joke, but...
But I think it was real.
I think it was real too, yeah. So yeah, the guys headed to Philly are Batum, Covington. Who else is going? KJ Martin.
KJ Martin, yeah. Several picks.
Whatever the picks are, I don't understand. Like now, NBA teams are just trading in futures. Like somehow,
what's the farthest pick? It's like 2028.
Yeah, but also the Thunder got involved in this trade but didn't receive a player. They just moved the I don't really understand what happened, but it allowed the Clippers to trade their 2026 pick and their 2028 pick because they moved something.
It was the weirdest three-team.
Yeah. It was like pick swaps from the Paul George trade, but it was very strange.
Marcus Morris also moving, Sean.
Marcus Morris. Boy, doesn't it seem like yet again Philadelphia has a lot of forwards and centers, even with Filip Petrosov?
Yeah, Filip Petrosov also, and PJ Tucker going to the Clippers. Also, we should say poor Danny Green got waived because of this.
Oh, true. Yeah. Poor Danny.
I know. He's had a rough go of it here in the last.
How do you think
years.
He moves his snakes around?
Yeah, see, that's really
that is. Someone should write that story
because that's more in depth than like tossing a dog or a cat in a carrier, right? And like taking them on the plane.
You know what?
This is like temperature control situation.
No way he moved him to Memphis, right?
I mean, how long was he there? He loves those things.
I mean, I don't know. I just don't know if he was like, was he with the team last year doing his rehab? I guess he probably was.
He was. He was around.
And then he was in Cleveland for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And now he is.
Baxter Holmes.
Snakes now.
This is the sort of thing you are supposed to be writing, not about like what Memphis business owners think about young black men listening to rap music. Yeah. I want an in-depth report in how players who are traded move their pets around.
Yes, you don't need to talk
specifically.
You don't need to talk to strip club owners in Memphis who are mad and call them small business owners. That's something he did, I think.
I don't think he's gonna write this after, based on how mean we just were about his latest article. But you know, he writes 2 a year, so
maybe count,
maybe
buddy.
He'll forget in 6 months.
I feel bad for Robert Covington though, because he just really wanted to play basketball and he hadn't really gotten to play basketball. And last year he was pretty like polite about it. He didn't really make a stink, but he just kept asking why he couldn't play more, and now he's been traded to a team that has like 5 power forwards ahead of him.
Mm-hmm.
Some of whom are centers, but they're going to keep playing power forward. Joey, Katie, do you think the Clippers are more fun now?
Yeah, I actually do. So I think another like peripheral feeling is conflicted, because I actually really like this team now.
See, okay, so the rumors are now that Daryl Morey's going to use this big gambit of opening up 2 max contract spaces for next summer to sign Zach LaVine and OG Anunoby.
Well, he's got a trade for LaVine, I think.
Right?
But sure, enough, that now he's know, got all. Yeah. Now he's got that possibly theoretical 2026 pick, which is like the Schrodinger's cat of picks. You know, you don't get to see if it's actually a pick until the lottery balls happen.
So Sean, my question for you is, if you are Joel Embiid, are you satisfied with this, considering you're playing at an MVP level and they just kind of, this is a weird team for sure. It feels like not a year you can win a championship probably.
So I guess my question is sort of like, I'm not totally, I'm not sure how much Joel Embiid was just thankful that Daryl Morey got rid of Ben Simmons, if that still has any weight to it. I mean, they did get him the MVP with an extensive, media campaign. Yeah. They got him a guy to throw him the ball a lot. A lot of psyops on social media, hit pieces on the Denver Nuggets organization. Yeah. I wouldn't be thrilled. I mean, I know that they can give OG Anunoby a max contract, and I think someone would do that, but I guess I'm maybe not that familiar with what makes OG Anunoby a max player.
I don't look. We try and avoid this normally.
Yeah, I'm not trying to begrudge anyone their money. Don't get
me wrong. Not that part. We normally try and avoid talking about what everyone else is talking about. Like, will this guy get traded in 2 years? Because I think it's stupid and lame and kind of what's wrong with the NBA. But I do think this has a consequence on this season, which is why I'm mentioning it. Like, I just don't know if you're Joel Embiid, if Zach LaVine and OG Anunoby are worth like waiting around a year of your prime for.
Yeah.
Katie, what do you think?
How much longer? Just like when you say that, I think about how much longer he's supposed to have like his quote prime for, right? Because he's been waiting for like 5 seasons now, 4 or 5 seasons now.
Yeah.
No, that's actually kind of the first thing I thought about this was just like, you're not returning anybody for him to, I don't know, have like a duo with, right?
Right. It's like Tyrese. They're hoping Tyrese Maxey is like, this is his like.
And I think he's incredible. He's probably like, he's definitely my favorite player on that team, and already was last year, just because he's like a beautiful ray of sunshine in that like gloom and doom.
Yeah.
But hopefully is like that cloud has passed now. But I don't really think like him and Embiid. This sounds so mean, and I get it because I also understand he is like an MVP caliber player, but I also just like don't believe in Joel Embiid after a certain point. Like usually in the, in like a playoff series.
Yeah.
There's usually like a gradual collapse, right? And you need someone, I don't know what he needs actually, like somebody steady and able to kind of like take the psychic burden that seems to cripple him. That wasn't James Harden. And like Maxi will certainly help with it, but I also don't think anybody who's coming in is kind of fit for that either.
No. Yeah. I mean, I would say that Robert Covington isn't exactly known for playing well in big games either.
This feels just like a second round kind of exit to me again.
Yeah.
Maybe even first, depending on like how the conference. And Embiid is 29
and not exactly, let's say, durable. Like he's not like the guy I would be like, this guy's gonna have a long prime. So I don't know.
I just think they. I mean, I know they have this plan to make this move in the offseason, but it really seems like they're very light on guards. And I guess Kelly Oubre can play two guard, but you know, like Maxie's.
Oh, I forgot great. Kelly's there.
Yeah, Kelly's there.
And he loves Kelly.
Melton and Patrick Beverley, who I just think is not too good at. He's just old, you know. No disrespect to Patrick Beverley, but like
he's chaotic, and it's kind of like the last thing that they need.
Yeah. I mean, he's
except you know, he's you know what? If you want to talk about removing psychic burden. That is one thing that Patrick Beverley's pretty good at. Like, he won an important game with Karl Anthony Towns, who has, like, triple the Embiid psychic burden.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But that was kind of in a vacuum, right? Like, and that wasn't with, like, the immense pressure of Sixers fans.
Yeah,
and I
true.
Think, like, around the Sixers franchise.
Yeah. And getting away from like the basketball specifics, how much better is this trade than whatever they could have gotten like July 2nd?
Well, Terrence Mann wasn't even in it, so
I guess they got picks and they dumped PJ Tucker's salary. That seems like that they got a lot of expiring contracts, but like, was this good negotiating to like put the team through 4 months of this for this return? That's the thing where it's kind of like not even just always the promise of two max slots good. Like, yeah, they could have done that in various ways, but like you kind of made Embiid sit through 4 months of this. And
of course for Embiid and better for PJ Tucker.
Yeah.
Which is all I care about.
The Clippers are like, it's so funny. I think Paul George is going to be there forever. Just having watched Steve Ballmer on his podcast and just how delighted everyone in the organization seems to be at everything Paul George does.
Which we'll get to.
And I mean,
we'll get to something hilarious Paul George did last night.
I mean, he does seem pretty great, honestly. So
yeah.
I don't, but it's fun. It's just, I love the idea that they're just going to bring all four guys back indefinitely. Like it's just going to be Kawhi, Paul, Russ, and James celebrating their 40th birthdays together. It's
going to be an exciting 32 games every year when they all play.
I can't wait for them. I can't even picture what that's going to look like. The four of them playing together at once. Well, who's going to be the fifth?
Norm.
Vika Zubac.
That's beautiful.
They
Zubac
also have
or Norm. That's gorgeous.
Or Norm. And then they also have Bones Highland, who...
Oh, true.
Maybe not good, but like definitely.
No, Bones is turning it around.
And then Terrence Mann. They definitely traded the guys that were.
Big.
I think I would say that Morris and Covington were bummers, and Batum is probably a delight.
Yeah.
But getting PJ Tucker back is like a
vibes upgrade. Oh, that's actually the fifth guy. It's PJ Tucker.
Oh, PJ Tucker.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, this is a really fun team. I don't believe like it's different to believe that Joel Embiid is gonna just not be able to overcome his demons Whereas the Clippers might just look like an NBA champion until, if and until one of their top three guys gets hurt. Which
if they play that lineup and then sit James Harden and then substitute Norman Powell in for James Harden, that's my favorite NBA lineup. My God.
That's the thing where I'm like more excited for what PJ Tucker's offering the team now than James Harden.
All right, we got to talk about what we're here to talk about, though. Yeah. Last night was Halloween. You're hearing this a day later. So the 2 days ago was Halloween, and we always have Katie on to talk about NBA player Halloween costumes, or I guess NBA adjacent Halloween costumes, because sometimes there's a, you know, a coach in there. Sean, there is somebody on your list that Katie specifically sent, not on your list, that Katie specifically sent me. And I want to talk about that first.
I'm happy. This was pretty much a morning's worth of research, but I may have missed some people. I looked at a lot of like team specific pages and I was a little disappointed at teams that had like Halloween participation that weren't really acknowledging it that much on their accounts.
Mm-hmm. They like kept it quiet, which is such a funny, they're like, we're just keeping this internal. Specifically, all these Halloween costumes. Yeah.
Specifically the Orlando Magic, and they had one that was like a definite hit. So although not the greatest.
So costume. Sean, here was Nick Nurse's Halloween costume.
I didn't send you this.
It's in the chat.
I hate
you
this.
Brought this up to me.
Somebody sent it to me on Instagram.
You asked me about it.
This is at Pascal.
Oh, maybe that was me.
You literally sent this to me on Instagram. I don't know why you're saying
I was like, I didn't text it.
Are we totally sure he's in costume and this just isn't something from the NN fashion? Let's describe.
I know his costume. I know his costume. So yeah,
Katie, do you want to describe what Nick Nurse is wearing here?
Yeah, I'm not even looking at the picture, and I know it because it's a. It's a three-time repeat.
Yeah, so he's worn it three times, first off.
The first time he wore it is on a little show called Murdoch Mysteries on CBC. So I guess he just stole his clothes. So I'm sure CBC would like a word. This is a government. I paid my taxes to the CBC, so maybe I would like a word. He should return his costume.
Murdoch Mysteries set in the 20s?
Yeah, it's like, I don't never watch the show. My sense is, it's like set in the time period where someone would wear these clothes. But
describe the clothes to our listeners.
He looks like a shitty Sherlock Holmes.
He's wearing a gray suit. He has suspenders and a cane.
And a bow tie.
And a bow tie.
And little round glasses.
And then
a newsy cap.
A newsy cap, which I'm sure Nick Nurse just wears anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, he had that before. He's been photographed walking off the plane with his, like that photo of him walking off the plane, I think with his guitar on. I think he has like that hat on in one of them. And please remind me, because I don't want to look at the photo. Is his shirt untucked?
No, it's tucked.
No, it's tucked. But it has the vibe of being untucked,
I would say. Yeah.
With suspenders.
Well, the suspenders like in the wrong place. So it does look like it's almost like he wants to give the impression that he like just jumped out of bed, you know? Like, oh, what was he doing there?
It's Great Gatsby, right? That's what he's going for.
His poor wife
is also dressed up like it's kind of like a flapper.
I'll say it's not a Great Gatsby. It's a pretty
Great Gatsby. I don't know. It's so lazy.
Shoes also don't seem to really match, Joey. I don't know men's shoes. It but
looks like, no, they look like Wolf and Shepherd shoes, kind of. Yeah. So Murdoch Mysteries, Murdoch Mysteries is a CBC mystery show that Nick Nurse was on,
He was on an episode. He was on a single episode. I think he had a very small part. Maybe he was an extra or he had a couple lines, but he really made it a thing.
He made it a thing. Okay. Not so these, the CBC.
These novels are set in Toronto in the 1890s and early 1900s. And it stars people you probably haven't heard of in America. I'm sorry. Yannick Bisson, Helene Joy, Thomas Craig,
I have
Georgina Riley.
Those people. It's a Toronto crime show, Sean.
It's a period piece Toronto crime show. Well, look, the locations are everywhere.
Well, Toronto, I'm gonna be honest.
Oshawa,
here.
Belleville, Hamilton, looking... Drumheller, Guelph, Dawson City,
okay.
And Stratford.
Stop naming cities.
A lot of Southern Ontario.
There. Photos of Nick Nurse on Murdoch Mysteries, and guess what, Katie? This is not his costume. It's
close.
Yeah,
but it's like it's close enough that like where he's gotten stuck. This is like how he sees himself.
Well, there's also probably some spare outfits, you know. Mm-hmm. He stole them. Come on,
because he's not in the show. He had like a jacket on, like a suit jacket.
Well, he has
right?
a vest. He wears a little brown vest.
So he just took the vest off and wore this costume.
So Stephen Harper, the Prime Minister, appeared on the show, and in one episode, William Shatner played Mark Twain.
Okay, Sean, we cannot get this deep.
You
into
wanted
Murdoch.
To know about Murdoch Mysteries,
but no, my question, the reason I'm bringing it up is, Katie, he wore the same costume last year, correct, for Halloween? Mm-hmm. So that's the second time. Oh,
I think last year he was that guy, the dude with the sign. You know, that meme guy that you can hire. He's like started as a meme guy. And now you can hire him. He has like that cardboard sign and he holds up and he writes like slogans on it.
I don't know what you're talking about, but it's fine. It's fine.
So Nick Nurse went as that guy to the Raptors Halloween
party. This is the third time he's worn this costume.
Yeah.
And it's unclear what the costume even is, except for Nick Nurse on Murdoch Mysteries. So is he going as himself for Halloween is my question.
Yeah.
That is the saddest thing on earth. That's why I wanted to lead with this.
To get it out of the way.
Yeah. Sean, have you ever heard of someone going as themselves for Halloween?
Yeah, sometimes athletes do it. They like wear their own jerseys. But that's kind of funny, I think.
Okay, fair enough. But Nick Nurse going as himself on Murdoch Mysteries is not funny.
No, it's not. By the way, there's 293 episodes of Murdoch Mysteries.
All right, so let's give this a Halloween grade from candy corn to what's the to full size chocolate bar.
It's like a not even. It's like a. I mean, I would make it like an apple. You know.
Yeah, yeah. It's not even.
Actually,
candy
I would
corn,
make it like dried apple slices because that seems more of the era that he's going for.
And they're from last Halloween too. Yeah. Like this costume.
I once was trick or treating, and an old man gave me an uncracked walnut.
Was he a murderer?
Just like placed it in your palm.
Yeah, when I said
that's
trick or
scary.
Treat. Yeah. So I'm
like
gonna call this
traveler?
One. I'm gonna call this one uncracked walnut. That's right. What I'm grading. This
pretty
one.
Fair.
All right, Sean. What's our next one?
Oh yeah. So Victor Wembanyama went as Slender Man.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty like. You know,
it's great.
First of all, I didn't know that the legend of Slender Man had reached the nation of France.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he definitely has the body of Slender Man.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I liked was that the Spurs posted like a really creepy costume of him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had a black and white shot of him from the team bus where you just kind of see.
Slender Man,
but not his face.
Yeah, because Slender Man doesn't have a face.
Legitimately, like, a little bit unsettling. Yeah, I guess Slender Man doesn't have a face.
Yeah, that's his whole thing, is he's skinny and has no face.
I mean, I guess that makes a lot of sense.
I think this is good.
I think
Although,
it's
I do sort of feel like this is going to be a kind of a hot take here. I have this feeling, there's this feeling to me that people are that the Spurs and Wemby's team are sort of using an algorithm to make him as popular as possible. And this is part of it. You know what I mean? It like feels very, a lot of Wemby's stuff outside of the basketball itself is feeling very directed at the internet in a like non-organic way, I feel like, but still good. Giving it a fun size Kit Kat. This is a good one.
Slenderman.
I kind of agree with you. Sorry, just like I was on this like NBA live thing last night to talk about costumes, and Wemby's trainer was on it too. Mm-hmm. And he didn't say something explicitly to that end, but he did mention something like he was so happy to see him, like, not like acclimatizing to American customs, but he like something to the end of like being like getting into like social media and the internet, mm-hmm. and how like well he'd done with it. So I do feel like it's either like the team's young and smart like social person, you know, being like, you know, it would be a good costume.
Also, I would have changed this at the last minute. This would have gotten our highest mark if he'd went as that picture of himself where the basketball had replaced his head.
Yeah, basketball head.
If he was just wearing his uniform and a basketball on his head.
That's the only time I think it would have been acceptable to go for someone to go as themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's like headless horse. No, yeah, that's no way. Who's the person with like the pumpkin head? Is it Headless Horseman?
I think it's just pumpkin head. Yeah, yeah. But
the Headless Horseman has no head.
But doesn't he sometimes plop a pumpkin on there to be spooky? No.
You might be right, actually. I think you.
I feel like I've seen it.
I thought the Headless Horseman throws a pumpkin, a flaming pumpkin at people.
Okay, maybe that's it.
Yeah, I mean, there is. I don't know.
Speaking of that story, I watched that last night, the Disney Ichabod Crane, because we do it every Halloween. And this is the first time I realized Brom Bones is actually the good guy in that story. Like, Ichabod Crane is, like, a loser who just wants to marry that lady for her father's rich farm.
I've never seen this movie.
I mean,
I actually have not seen that.
It's a 40-minute Disney short. Anyway, keep going.
You know what my favorite Halloween short is?
What?
I feel like we've talked about this before. Maybe even on this show, there's a Garfield Halloween special.
We have that not talked about this.
They used to air every year on Halloween, and it scares me. It scared me as a kid so much because it's like Garfield and Odie somehow end up on this like deserted island. Mm-hmm. And it's like this, there's like an abandoned house and they're just like love being there. But then a ghost shows up and a ghost is like, every year on Halloween, all these crooks and pirates that died here come back at midnight and like they're on the way, and then this they all come and then they have to hide, and there are these really scary like skeleton kind of ghosts, like really creepy ghosts, and they like find them in a cupboard and then they have to run, but like
it's the fog but with Garfield is what you're telling me. Yeah,
but Garfield and Odie are dressed like as pirates. Anyway, this is a great, maybe it didn't, this was only pure Canadiana.
I doubt it. I don't think Garfield would make a,
no, it's not, but maybe the rerun, I don't know. It had a real overdub quality to it. Yeah. So like I feel like it was French, it was probably Quebecois, and then got dubbed to English. Weird. Anyway,
Sean, what's our next costume? Oh, actually, you guys need to grade the Slender Man one.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay. I kind of like that if he did really embrace this as like not being like people make fun of me because I'm so tall and skinny. Like, it's like a little bit like, yeah, take your body back, bro, to me. So, but I don't know if it's like mini candy bar. It might be like a pack of Smarties. Oh, you don't have Smarties.
We do have Smarties, but they're bad.
Smarties are rough.
Yeah, they're bad. Yeah.
I don't mean that. I mean like hard covered, like candy coated, like M&M's, but
like
better.
Like Skittles. Oh, no. They're chocolate? So yeah, they're M&M's, chocolate. But better, huh?
Oh.
Yeah, the chocolate tastes different. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're flatter.
Yeah, American chocolate is worse than chocolate in other parts of the world. But
yeah, it's true.
Definite.
I ate a Hershey
like
bar.
A small
Canadian
box.
Candy is so much better.
I ate a Hershey bar for the first time like a couple of days ago, and I was like, why is this acidic?
We got some bad Reese's peanut butter cups too, and I had a Canadian, some kind of Canadian candy bar that Nick Flanagan made me eat, and it was really good. All right. Let me grade the Victor costume. Yeah. Absolute classic, but maybe like, I think it's a fun size Butterfinger.
I like that. I went that way with that's kind of where I was going with the Kit Kat. All right, yeah. Katie, did you see the video of Tyrese? Oh,
wait. I have one more thing to add. I'm sorry. Victor Wembanyama's sister went to Phoenix and dressed as Victor for the game, which was very funny.
Pretty
she,
good.
She like, drew in the facial hair. She was wearing a Spurs jersey. There was a barcode on it that just said barcode too, which I thought was really funny.
Very French cinema. Mm-hmm.
But like, very, very good costume.
Okay. Fun size Skittles. Really, that's great. That's mm-hmm. a top tier costume. Katie, grade it.
What? The sister?
Grade the sister's Victor costume.
Oh, yeah. I'll go with like small Skittles.
Yeah. Sean, what's your grade?
3 individual starbursts.
Oh, great. All right. All right, Katie, did you see that Tyrese Haliburton FaceTimed O'Shea Brissett to show him his Miles Morales Spider-Man costume?
No, but
well,
I did see
his... dropped the link in the chat.
Slideshow.
Yeah, just just look at how much O'Shea Brissett enjoys this.
I also just really like the idea that Tyrese Haliburton spent a bunch of time individually FaceTiming everyone on the team mm-hmm. to get their reactions to his costume. He was so happy about it.
Well, it's very funny. He's like standing perfectly still in the FaceTime.
Yes, yes. There's more. Actually, we can go. Yeah,
we're gonna have to go faster here.
Yeah, it's a good costume. I think just one of us should give the candy.
Okay, great
score.
Sorry, it took about like 10,000 years to load, but that's extremely cute.
Yeah. Katie, what do you rank FaceTiming your teammates to show off your Spider-Man costume?
I think that's a couple like individuals. Like chips. Oh, maybe like Cheetos, though.
Oh, Cheetos. Okay. All right. I've mm-hmm. never gotten Cheetos trick-or-treating, but I like lived. It. Sean, what's our next one?
So the next one is two other members of the Indiana Pacers who went pretty hard this year. Mm-hmm. And it was Buddy Hield and Bruce Brown both dressed up. Buddy Hield was Jason, had a scary knife and a hockey mask, and Bruce Brown was dressed as Woody from Toy Story, and he really kept trying to pose like he was a doll. Yeah, a toy that was not come to life. Although one of his teammates just insisted it's because Bruce Brown just likes pretending to be a cowboy, which is also true.
It does seem like Bruce Brown is now the NBA's preeminent cowboy, does it not, Katie?
This is my favorite costume because it was almost like self-referentially like meta or something, right? And that he was kind of like acknowledging everybody seeing him that way, but he's also like, well, I just want to dress that way now. Like that's who I am. I didn't leave it behind me in Denver. So I really liked it. He also looked as good as a toy cowboy toy cowboy as he does in the tunnel wearing overalls with nothing under it and a cowboy hat.
Did you see, let me see if I can get this, he went to a game like this week wearing burnt orange overalls?
Oh yeah, Katie's favorite.
That's Russell Westbrook's line. I almost bought those overalls immediately after.
They're from Honor the Gift, Sean.
Cowboy boots and a hat. So yeah, he's kind of dressed as himself. It's a great, that's a great costume though.
Katie, what's your grade?
Full, like, what's the best chocolate bar? This is like a Toblerone.
Ooh,
oh, early that's a giant rich man's candy. Somebody went to the airport. Yeah.
It's like when you go to a house and they don't have candy and they have one of those for because someone, yeah, recently brought them one back for the airport and they're like, okay, and dump that in your bag.
Okay,
yeah, I mean, they're from Italy, but I think they're much more popular in England than anywhere else. So I've gotten into controversy by calling Toblerone a classic English candy, and they're like,
okay, now we need to talk about Devin Booker's costume. Mm-hmm.
Am I interpreting this correctly, Joey?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Is he trying to be the Brazilian Timberwolves account that puts like porn, like furry porn on?
It alludes to furry.
It's like
porn
a bit
situation.
Too plush, right? Like it's too.
I don't know.
He should have just worn a regular werewolf mask if he's like, I'm a werewolf. It's like a soft. This is like a soft mask.
Yeah, this is like. But it's like that we should talk about the Brazilian Timberwolves account first, I guess.
I don't want to, but you can post
like Vore, I think it's called, basically, like furry AI generated. I hate it. Anyway, stop sharing that. I don't want to see it anymore. That's what Devin Booker is being here, right?
He must be.
I think he's just like, I'm a werewolf or a wolf, but I'm like, where'd you get this?
It seems like a to me. It feels furry, but not furry. You know,
but
what
I don't
mean?
Think like, he's that online. You know,
it's true.
I think he is that online,
but that online also just I only started seeing those if not yesterday, then the day before. So then the day before Halloween, you know,
it
feels too.
I think he's really plugged in. I think like the amount of online gaming he does, he's always true. On Instagram Live. And I mean,
but I don't think weird internet like crosses his, you know what I mean? That just exists in a different plane than him.
I mean, I would say 50% of the people commenting on this photo are saying it's the Brazil Wolves costume.
Yeah.
Because they're very online.
It just really looks like that. And I just think that in general, I think NBA players have much more, like young NBA players have much more of a extremely online, like knowing all the NBA players are really passionate about anime, that feels very online too. Like, I don't know.
It just doesn't align with his interests to me. This guy in the summer is just like going out into the woods and like stand up paddleboarding or like ATV.
Painting butts is pretty online.
He did that once. He did that once. And it actually wasn't online. I was like, these kinds of art cafes, they're not on. They're what people who aren't online do. You know? I don't think it's that weird.
Okay. All right. All right. It's a bad costume anyway.
It is.
IMO. Katie, what's your candy grade?
It's what you call Smarties.
Oh, so little pieces of chalkboard chalk. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Sean, what's our next one?
So this is the NBA. The boys on NBA on TNT. Inside the NBA is the name of the show. Why am I?
Yeah,
Jesus.
I don't know.
All right. They all had their costumes. I couldn't find individual pictures, but really the only one that matters is that Shaq went as emo Jimmy Butler.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw, but Jimmy was reposting everyone who went as him mm-hmm. last night. And it was getting up to like the 30 story territory. It was
amazing.
Excellent.
Amazing.
I didn't see if he shared Shaq though.
Yeah, Shaq might have been too late for Jimmy on the East Coast. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I actually am going to give this a low score. I don't like this very much because this is a producer made him go as emo Jimmy Butler, and Shaq wants to go as something else. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Shaq wants to be Mr. Clean or whatever. He wants to be something more fun. Than
he can't be Mr. Clean. He can't ever do anything genie adjacent, though. I mean, like, I wonder what Shaq has been for Halloween in the past. I will look at this.
I can Google that very quickly.
Okay. So Kenny Smith went as Maverick from Top Gun, and you know, he really wanted to do the approach. I think he was like, this is a good looking costume, and everyone on the show is like, what are you talking about? That movie, it's too late, that was from last year. And then Ernie Johnson dressed as the Godfather and had a fake cat. That's a perfectly fine costume for America's NBA dad, Ernie Johnson. And then Charles Barkley was clearly just handed some stuff from the producers, and he was a bus driver because he talked about drug buses. But they did continue the constant inside the NBA theme of giving Charles Barkley a hat that was too small.
Okay, so in Shaq's book, he says his favorite Halloween costume is always just wearing a wig and ugly makeup, lipstick, okay, as a lady. So like, he likes to dress as a lady. Yeah. For Halloween.
It kind of checks out. He got the wig.
Yeah, he does wear a lot of crazy wigs.
That's really funny.
He has, oh yeah. Was he in Hubie Halloween, Joey?
He is in Hubie Halloween, yeah. He's
is
the
he
DJ.
In a Halloween costume?
I don't think he is. He went as Beyonce 1 year.
Oh no.
Anyway, because this doesn't involve Shaq wearing drag, I think this was not what he wanted to be for Halloween. Which, by the way, if you lived in the Los Angeles area and you went to Shaqtoberfest this year,
yes,
the Halloween festival Shaq throws at the Queen Mary, please call us on the phone and let us know. We're going to talk to our friend Joe about it next week. And that will be the end of our double Halloween themed episodes.
You can find a lot of different pictures of Shaq dressed as a lady for Halloween. So just FYI, if you're looking at it. He also went as the Big Bad Wolf once.
Katie, rank Shaq as emo Jimmy Butler and on the candy scale, the trick-or-treat scale.
Well, I think Shaq and like the whole crew, this is to me like when somebody clanks you a can of pop, you know?
Yeah.
It's like kind of clunky.
That is not a thing that has ever happened.
A little
to me.
Heavy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's happened to me. You're like, you don't hate it, but you're also like, it depends when you get it on your trick or treat circuit.
Right.
Because then you're just like dragging it around for the rest of the night. Mm-hmm. And then it gets, you got to leave it, you know, because it's shaking the shit up. But yeah, that's what this is to me. Like four cans of off-brand Dr. Pepper.
God, I'm gonna start doing that. 1 year they're all getting like Dr. Skipper. I believe we misidentified a generic grocery store soda on our episode with Sam Sheehan. I feel bad. We called something Dr. Lightning. It is actually Mountain Lightning and Dr. Thunder. So we apologize to all the supermarket store brand soda consumers in the Eastern United
States. Yeah, it's Dr. Thunder. You're right. All right. Sean, what's our next costume?
Our next costume is Damian Lee, the Splash brother-in-law. He is still recovering from meniscus surgery, so he used his costume. He's on crutches, so he went as Aaron Rodgers, injured NFL quarterback.
I didn't get this because I don't watch football. And when I was like, oh, he's a hurt football player, I was like, is that guy evil? You know what I mean? I was like, is it a bad? So
it is a bad. He is a bad guy. Yeah.
Okay.
But it is funny that
he's
just
America's
made a
number one
playbook.
Anti-vaxxer as well.
Okay. I think I know who that is.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, Sean, you were kind of alluding to this earlier when like athletes go as other athletes.
Yeah. This is, I don't know.
I like that he has a playbook in his
that
belt.
Was the thing I liked the best is that he had a fake. Yeah. He made a fake Jets playbook.
He looks pretty excited, well. Right?
Yeah.
Like he looks pretty happy, which I feel like I do always like that.
I also just like a guy that, I mean, recovering from knee surgery just sucks no matter what degree. And so I like that he's having some fun with it. Man, the whole Suns team is hurt already.
Katie, what's your score?
Like a bag of pretzels.
Okay, great.
It feels like a football snack to me.
All right. We had another football themed costume, Katie. DeAndre Jordan went as Taylor Swift at a Kansas City Chiefs game.
This might be tied with Bruce Brown for me, honestly.
It's a good costume for sure. I would say, falls into a Shaq's favorite costume, which is ugly lipstick and a wig when you're
a giant
man.
Do you think Shaq was bummed? Do you think he was sad when he saw it? He's like, man, that's my costume. I should have done that. If Shaq had done that actually on the show, it would have been amazing. But
yeah,
shout out to DeAndre Jordan for thinking of it. I love this costume. This might be like the actual winner for me.
It's Bruce really Brown, good. It's a really good aside. Costume. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I would say on the scale, Nick Nurse is at the bottom. DeAndre Jordan is at the top here. Yeah, it's good, especially because, look, I like the Bruce Brown one a lot, obviously, because it's like meta and he just likes being a cowboy. But it's also like a store-bought costume. This is like DeAndre Jordan made this costume himself. Like, he bought a Kansas City Chiefs
and I mean, jacket, speaking sure, of a
he had to
of a
put
big
some
man
pieces
who likes
pieces together here.
Yeah, but speaking of a big man who likes to dress as a beautiful lady,
yeah,
he did his nails too.
Yeah,
he did do his nails,
or someone did his nails, but still. Mm-hmm.
No, this is not a someone did this costume. DeAndre Jordan did this costume.
I love it.
Speaking of, on the other end of hiring a professional, what's the best candy to give DeAndre Jordan? What is it, Katie? Candy here?
Yeah, I'm running out of good candy.
Like a king size
Henry bar, the Canadian O'Henry.
Yeah, O'Henry's pretty good. That's like it's like a payday, but with caramel in it.
Yeah, I made Katie try a payday when she was here.
I didn't mind it. I liked it.
I like it. It's a salty candy bar.
No, so, but no objections.
This is a full size. No, this is jumbo size O. Henry. Oh, yeah. This might be a double Twix.
So the one with four Twix in it. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, that is a really good candy bar.
That's a lot of Twix. All right. Yeah.
Speaking of someone who, this is like on the opposite scale of DeAndre Jordan, this man hired like, a film production crew and makeup and costumer
like
to make
Stan
his costume.
Winston came over. He sat in a chair for 4 hours.
LeBron James is Beetlejuice.
So we have warring Beetlejuices then.
Wait, do we? Who else Beetlejuice? Went as Beetlejuice?
And I have the other one. I have the other guy's Beetlejuice, and I thought it was actually much better. Jordan Clarkson was Beetlejuice.
Hold on.
Here, so let's show you.
Let's judge
here.
This by your Beetlejuices, actually.
Good.
I like his better.
Yeah.
Even though his is like.
Like, look at his head. He's got a good, like, wig, bald cap, wig, green.
I mean, he suit. Looks a little bit less like Beetlejuice, probably, but I like
it
better.
He's like a freaky Beetlejuice or something.
Well, also say, okay, this is Beetlejuice is a pervert, and Jordan Clarkson has more pervert energy than LeBron James does.
In general, or just in this picture?
Just in general. Like, LeBron James is lame.
He says shucks.
Yeah. He says sheesh. Ooh, sheesh.
I didn't get that was LeBron's costume, so that's also not good. Mm-hmm. That doesn't do him any favors,
it's
right?
It's a specific Beetlejuice, too, because most people think of the Beetlejuice in the black and white suit.
Yeah.
But LeBron went as the wedding Beetlejuice from the end of the movie.
Does something specific happen? I don't even Halloween know the last time I've seen Beetlejuice, but like, why would he pick that one?
I don't know.
That is weird. He's not, also his hair is not the classic Beetlejuice.
He's like, it's legacy Beetlejuice, and that's me too.
Well, I would say in general, general, Jordan Clarkson is maybe the king of NBA Halloween. He always, mm-hmm. his Edward Scissorhands It's just classic. Also, going as Beetlejuice this year after Edward Scissorhands last year. He's on a Tim Burton theme. I like it a lot.
Yeah, you can see the vision. You can see the arc.
I would also say his wife Savannah is dressed as Miss Argentina from that movie. Mm-hmm. But her sash says Miss Akron, Ohio instead. But the problem is that he's in his wedding outfit to marry Winona Ryder. So this, yeah, this is inconsistent.
Well, and I would say, well, what's interesting is Jordan Clarkson's lady friend was dressed as Winona Ryder at the wedding, but Jordan Clarkson was dressed as straight Beetlejuice, not wedding Beetlejuice. Mm-hmm. This is very complicated stuff going on over here.
Yeah, a lot is happening.
I prefer Jordan Clarkson's. I'll have more to say about Beetlejuice
this with
for
our
sure.
next costume, though.
Yeah. All right, then. We've all decided Jordan Clarkson won the Beetlejuice War. Sean, what's our next costume?
So I'm just going to go with this.
Wait, what are you going to give LeBron candy-wise?
You have to give LeBron the candy out.
I do.
Yeah, yeah.
We are putting a lot of pressure on you, but
what are those? Oh, you know, he's like one of those little caramel squares. Those like craft ones.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. He's and like so what's Jordan Clarkson like?
I'm just forgetting candy. Oh, he's probably like Sour Patch Kids or something.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Sean, what do you share? You shared the Lakers Halloween group photo here.
And, oh, I hope you're going to get to the bottom of a mystery that's been haunting me since Halloween.
Well,
so we've got Rui Hachimura is Fred Flintstone.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Vanderbilt is Blade in the back.
Mm-hmm. Which is top tier. Just a top tier Blade costume. Love
it's a
it.
Good. It's good. It looks good. Is that Gabe Vince? No, that's is that D'Angelo Russell at the front dressed as a McDougal's employee?
No, that's Gabe Vincent.
Gabe Vincent. It's Gabe Vincent. Yeah. Okay. And then Anthony Davis is apparently in the back as Shrek.
He is Shrek. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So, I demanded the people from the NBA last night find that out. Cause I was like, you would know. Can you just contact the Lakers and find out who Shrek was? Or what are you talking about?
I will say for a LeBron team, this is like not very good Halloween participation.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Two guys are crisscross. That's really good.
You know who else was crisscross though? Gary Trent Jr.
Funny.
But he was
funny. We had multiple crisscrosses.
Yeah, I think it's he was like, Chris.
But they're like barely crisscross.
No, they're crisscross. They got their pants and their shirts on backwards. They got the jerseys.
Who's in like the WNBA baseball shirt? And are
well,
they?
I think that
they're like I'm a WNBA player.
No, I think. I can't tell because when I go to zoom this, it weirdly zooms out.
Yeah, because it's a terrible picture.
So like D'Angelo Russell is just hiding and don't know what he is. Oh, he's a priest, I think. That's kind of funny.
It's just the bar is really high for Halloween when you're on a LeBron James team. And it seems like some of these costumes had about 30 seconds of thought put in them.
I don't know. Anthony Davis is carrying this team. On the floor and off in the Halloween party.
I agree. I mean, the McDougal's costume is great.
The Blade,
Rui's
though,
really
is
into being
really good.
The Shrek is so good. Is that just prosthetic?
I think it's on his face.
It looks like it's on his face.
I don't think it's really on his
you
face.
Can
I think I don't
see
think I don't
his
think he
feature. And it's so pale. It's like it's not a Shrek, like the Shrek color. You know what I mean?
That's the weird part about it. It's
paler
than
Shrek.
It's significantly paler than Shrek.
The WNBA guy is Nelly, you guys. That's Nelly because he's got the Band-Aid on his face.
These are not great costumes.
The sweatband. I understand.
Crisscross and Nelly. I'm just saying by LeBron James party standards, this is one that like Kevin Love had to spend like a month preparing for this when he was on the Cavaliers. Mm-hmm. It just makes me think that I'm sorry, LeBron's past his Halloween prime.
I think he probably used to vet them and now he doesn't.
Yeah, I'm saying maybe this isn't as unified a team as fair. He used to have.
Okay, I like it. I like the take. But the Shrek, Katie loves the Shrek. She's so into Anthony Davis's Shrek.
It's like off-brand. It's like off-brand Eastern European Shrek.
Yeah, it's so like Halloween store clearance Shrek. And it's so funny to me to like go as Shrek when
I have the full Shrek. I have a photo of the full Shrek. Hold on.
Okay. All right. Let's see.
Full Shrek.
Full Shrek. And I don't actually never have go a, full Shrek.
I actually
by the way.
Have a take on what Shrek this is too. So that's Anthony Davis as Shrek. I think Katie's actually right. I think it is like a full Harry Winston, Stan Winston prosthetic.
Because he has the eyebrow that he added a customized Anthony Davis eyebrow.
Oh my God, he did. Yeah. He did. Wow.
I think this
is high quality too.
I think somehow Anthony Davis hired a makeup person that got the Broadway Shrek. Makeup.
Oh my God. Yeah. Because
it doesn't look like cartoon Shrek. It looks like Broadway Shrek.
Well, I believe Anthony Davis now hosts these costume parties, at least as of last year.
Well, that explains why they're half-assed, because, you know, Anthony Davis does not like going 100%. He's not a leader.
That's...
good Shrek, though. I do like the Shrek.
It's a really good costume. I love it.
That might be. It might be like Reese peanut butter cup.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what it is? It's like some kind of mint. It's like a mint. Do you guys have after eights?
We do have after eights. Yeah.
It's like a whole box of after eights.
I would also say the blade, Jared Vanderbilt's blade is actually my favorite Halloween costume this year. It's very specific. It has the haircut. It just looks, it's a good costume. All right. Now, let's talk about Paul Doe, Pumpkin Pee himself.
Yeah.
Katie, how did you feel about Paul George dressed as Where's Waldo, but just constantly saying, where's Paul Doe, and then also calling himself Pumpkin Pee?
I didn't see that he called himself Pumpkin Pee, but that's cute.
Yeah.
Where's Paul Doe is really funny.
Uh-huh.
I really like this costume. I also thought he did a good job. Waldo is like kind of, you don't like it?
No, I was going to say I was Waldo in the third grade. And when
Waldo
I was,
can be tough.
When I was Waldo, no, this was actually really hard for me as a third grader. I insisted on carrying all the things throughout the book that Waldo loses. Uh-huh. So I had a giant backpack with like pots and pans hanging off me too. And it got very heavy throughout the trick-or-treat, I would say. I had the walking stick. I wish he had the stick. That's the
is
one
Waldo
thing.
Waldo like a German hiker?
He kind of looks
Waldo's
like Waldo.
I think origin? He's just a backpacker. But yeah.
I thought it was really good. I was trying to think if we'd had a Waldo before.
I would say in general, I never expected to find Paul George charming, and now I do. He's really turned it around for me.
He has.
He's just so happy in Los Angeles. It's just real proof that like you get more fun guys when they get to go where they want to go, like, unless that guy is James Harden. We had Friday again. Lonzo and LiAngelo Ball were both Craig and Smokey from Friday. I believe we've seen this several times. In fact, one of the guys, I think, in LeBron's Halloween photo was actually dressed as Craig from Friday. It's fine. It's pretty good, I guess. I like that it's brothers having a matching costume.
Yeah, that's fine. It's just it kind of feels like, I don't know, not the most ambitious costume, I guess.
Yeah, but I feel like we see it every
points for being
year
brothers.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because everyone has like a flannel shirt. you know, that's you don't really need a lot for that costume.
Katie, did you see Grady Dick's costume?
I did. I didn't really like it. I like Scottie Barnes's more.
Well, we're going to get to. Well, let's talk about them together then.
Yeah. Okay.
Grady's okay. I don't really like it when people, I actually liked it better when I saw, I think it's like a friend of his went mm-hmm. to the party as, who's like the stoner in the gang?
Shaggy.
So yeah, Grady Dick went as Scooby-Doo to the party and then Harry Potter to the game.
Grady Dick was wearing a one. It was a Scooby-Doo onesie.
Yeah. I don't really like, I'm not crazy about mm-hmm. a onesie. This is not just explicitly for NBA players. This is
just
for any.
Just in general. Yeah. But
usually like adults. I was going to say adult man, but I'm like, no, you know what? Like all adults.
I don't like when a girl does it either.
Yeah. So I didn't really like it. Harry Potter was cool. Someone else was also Harry Potter. I was like, you know, then I had to like calm myself because it's like Harry Potter was pretty impactful to this generation of dudes, I guess.
I guess so.
And he looked good. I just feel like from what we saw at the draft, I think he had a little more in him.
Yeah, he had to go harder. Well, honestly, I were on
why
the
didn't
Raptors,
go as, like, yeah.
I would have went as Grady Dick at the draft.
Yes. That would have been a really funny costume.
Jakob Pertl should have done that.
Yeah.
I will say I do appreciate that if you have like a costume that's not that great, but then you wear a second costume, I'm like, okay, I feel like you're kind of acknowledging that, you know, you're trying to make it, at least he's trying to make up for it in quantity, what he was maybe lacking in quality.
Scotty Barnes went as Frozone and wouldn't not get pictured doing the pose, which I liked.
That's good commitment.
In general,
the costume also made him look so scrawny, weirdly, like a slender man.
Well, he is a slender man,
but he's big. Like he's a wide dude. Like he's a jack guy, you know. But he looks. I don't know. I thought this was really funny. These don't count. As onesies to me. I also want to clarify.
A superhero costume, I think, in general, is different than a onesie. Yes.
Yeah.
Pascal Siakam one is Nino Brown from New Jack City.
Really good costume.
Pretty
Pascal
good costume.
Pascal has good costume.
Yeah.
He threw the party as well.
He did.
Coach Darko, Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah.
I didn't really like it.
He stole that
costume
from the Knicks, guys.
He put effort into it.
It's a high effort costume, which I like. Yeah. I don't like the Johnny Depp association, though, at this point in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Not great.
Chris Boucher, we need to talk about this.
Yeah, I didn't like this one.
So Chris Boucher went as a boxer wearing a robe with his own nickname on it. And apparently his nickname is Slim Duck.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, of course not.
When would it have
been? We live in America.
I mean, its nickname was not Slim Duck when
that's
he was
his
in
Instagram
organization, though.
Name. So.
Did he get that nickname when he was at Oregon? Is it an Oregon Ducks reference?
Yeah, probably.
That must be it. All right.
So don't not. It's American.
But it's weird that he has that on his robe. It's weird. It's like, hey, I'm me, but a boxer.
Uh-huh.
It's like, if you're a boxer, you're not really supposed to be like yourself boxing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I really like Thad's costume.
What
or
did
no.
Thad go as? We don't have that on our list.
I didn't see Thad. Never mind. Garrett Temple went
as
a skeleton.
A skeleton.
Which I like.
I love a classic. Yeah. I love it. I was
me
telling...
Too.
People at work, I love a classic Halloween spook costume.
Yeah, his looked like
a
straight
cat,
off the rack.
Witch, a skeleton, a Frankenstein, a Dracula, a mummy. Yeah. A ghost. I love a sheet with two holes in it. It's so funny.
Yeah.
It was funny to me, though, that Garrett Temple is basically known for being one of the most stylish, well-dressed guys in the NBA. Like, all these, like, great custom suits. And this time, this was just a straight off the rack, extra large adult skeleton.
Well, he did his face makeup, and it was kind of bad, which I also like.
Yeah,
it just looked. It was a departure from the normally incredibly polished Garrett Temple that you see. So it made it more charming for me. Yeah.
So, Katie, overall, what candy would you give the Raptors as a team?
They're getting a crunchy. No, they're getting a coffee crisp. So that's just a Canadian. That is a Canadian chocolate bar. Yeah. They're all getting a coffee crisp.
All right.
Yeah.
This next guy I want to talk about a lot because I hate it. Devontae Graham ostensibly went as Ghostface from Scream.
Mm-hmm.
But he just wore the Ghostface mask and then had like streetwear all over print matching shorts and shirt that have Ghostface like pop art style drawn all over them with like a big headline that says Ghostface Killer on the Loose, like a fake newspaper.
Yeah. And there's like a this kind of a Neve Campbell on the side.
But it's not Neve Campbell. And it's also not like Drew Barrymore. If you're going to be Ghostface, you got to do the whole thing. You can't just, nothing is lazier than just putting on a Ghostface mask, IMO.
Well, this is almost
I think
worse.
He had this outfit already, probably.
Yes, same.
And then he just got the mask.
And here's the thing. I would like just the outfit. Like, if you just wore that on Halloween and not a costume and you were like, I didn't want to wear a costume, but I'm on theme. I'd be like, that's pretty cool.
You're supporting Halloween.
Yeah. But throwing the mask on to me sucks.
It's like, wait, Ghostface is wearing clippings of himself? Usually he's a little more stealthy than that.
And everybody knows this about me. Scream is one of my favorite movies. I don't like... Just do the Ghostface if you're going to dress as Ghostface. You know what I mean? It's not hard. You get a black thing to put, a sheet or robe or whatever.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite of them? Is it?
It's the original Scream.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Huh. That's everyone's favorite.
Yeah, I don't know why you're asking.
I just wanted to. Speaking of classic horror villains.
Wait, the candy is like when someone just orders one color M&Ms, but it's like gray.
Jose Alvarado was Jigsaw from the Saw films. I wish
I love when people go as Jigsaw. Jigsaw's a good costume.
I will say I wish he had made more of an effort to ride the tricycle. He has a child's tricycle though.
Yeah, does he have kids
along it?
Because I think he just took this from home.
Whereas Steph Curry had a Jigsaw thing, but he had like a big enough tricycle that he could ride it around in a creepy way.
But also but the difference is that Steph Curry is like 100 times richer than Jose Alvarado. Yeah.
It's a good costume.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very unfamiliar with the Saw films too. So I mostly know Jigsaw from Halloween.
Mm-hmm. It's a good costume. Love it. What's your candy rating on
this
Jose
is like
Alvarado's Jigsaw?
Some Twizzlers.
Yeah. I love a Twizzler. All right, the Denver Nuggets. Sean, do you want to walk us through these?
I'm going to share the link to the whole team. They basically had a costume contest on the tarmac, walking out to the team plane.
Mm-hmm.
Really good participation. I will say these are probably the three standouts. This is where you know, DeAndre Jordan was obviously involved in this.
He won, but yeah.
But you've got, so I was not able to, like, identify the players that well in this one because they're in Halloween costumes. But you can see that Reggie Jackson went as Reptar, the dinosaur from Rugrats, I think.
Okay. I kind of like it,
specific. It's so specific and like it's kind of inflatable, so it looks crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very funny costume. Aaron Gordon is a pirate, which I feel like it's not like that big a stretch from just
his
day to day.
I like it. I think it's a good pirate costume.
It's good. They all went really hard. I just think that Aaron Gordon has a pirate adjacent lifestyle. That's all I'm saying. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope went as Michael Myers.
Okay, like, I kind of like love this one, even though we just talked about we don't like masks, but
no,
like
I
because
like
everything
Michael
else
Myers
about it is
one. Yeah, this is
but
good.
With like the hat on,
yes,
and then just like
good.
Your
yeah.
regular clothes rolling like a wheelie suitcase.
Yeah, no,
and your takeout plastic bag.
I mean, the whole thing was very funny because of the like look. Okay, so we also had
who's the Wolfman, Sean?
Someone's the Wolfman is Coach Michael Malone. Someone dressed
as
a hippie. There's one Nugget who is a classic ghost, by the way, Joey. Mm-hmm. Just like sheet and eyes.
Love it.
straight up ghost. I don't know these players well enough by sight to identify them in there.
But coach, like, staff was out there too, so
yeah,
that someone could just dressed be... as a bottle of beer.
Okay, yeah, but outfits. We need to talk about Mike Malone.
Mike Malone
is a wolfman celebrating a championship.
Yeah, he's a champagne werewolf, was their best guess.
He's wearing the champion chain and also yeah. the ski goggles.
Yeah, that are branded champagne goggles.
Crazy costume. Kind of love it.
Yeah, it's a real, like,
got a mask and was like, I want to be in the parade again.
Yeah.
Well, no, because he's also wearing like a fake wolfman suit. It's like a full costume.
Oh, okay. So he's like werewolf on parade.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. So the other costumes the Nuggets had were hippie, ghost, classic ghost, someone's Buzz Lightyear. I think that's Zeke Nagy.
Mm-hmm.
Then Stitch. Is a cute costume.
Stitch is a good costume.
I think this is one of the coaches who went as Jeffrey Dahmer. Someone was a fisherman, and then someone went as Ted Lasso, someone else went as Jackie Moon, and then yeah, Mike Malone's thing is very weird. Although I mean the Taylor Swift one dominated, and then someone else is a very I like that there's a guy in a Superman in a Spider-Man suit that still has fake muscles, even though they're an NBA player.
I think the Nuggets did really well.
And then their sideline reporter, I think her name is pronounced Katie Wingy. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing this, but she went as
Mike Malone
at the championship parade. Very funny. Very, very funny. Yeah, the chain, just a really funny look.
And I like that they asked Jokic if he was going to dress up and he just said no.
Yeah.
He's shrugged. Kind of said Jamal Murray did it, but that's okay.
Yeah. He's too serious right now.
Well,
okay, we can go through these a little.
I want to skip ahead here on our list.
Wait, I'm giving them all Kit Kats.
Oh, yeah. Great. Good.
Yeah.
How do we feel about Derek White's skeleton hands? Did you see this, Katie?
No.
It's really good. It's really good. It's like...
It's no costume, except he has little skeleton hands.
Yeah, they're not just skeleton hands. They're tiny skeleton hands.
Uh-huh.
So he's just in... He's in a regular Celtics...
Warm-up. Dressed totally normal, and he's holding tiny skeleton hands.
It's
really Derek White's like hoodie. Pretty funny.
Yeah, I think he
right. Like
that's just like
funny dude.
Well, and it's like kind of scarier.
It's not a costume. So I guess my question is this a costume?
No, not really, but it's still good.
Yeah, uh-huh. he's dressing up as Halloween itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm. Yeah. What would you give Derek White and his skeleton hands, Katie?
And I'm trying to think of like a not, because if it's like not a costume, then I'm trying to think of like not a Halloween candy, like a
brownie.
Brownie feels too specific for this.
Yeah. Oh, a Rice Krispie treat wrapped in plastic.
Maybe
plastic wrap.
Yeah, maybe. Could do that.
A weird thing to get out on Halloween, by the way. Don't do that, people. All right. I want to talk about Trey Murphy III. First of all, I feel like when your name's Trey, we should be able to leave off the third. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
We know. He is dressed as a referee that went viral.
Mm-hmm.
And
the meme
he's
referee.
Just, yeah, the meme referee, which I wasn't really very familiar with, but
the handsome referee? Like the one that everyone was like referee Bay, that guy?
Maybe. I don't really know. I didn't do the research on this one, but he did go as a meme, which I thought was
okay.
Funny. I didn't look enough at the backstory though.
I only know that one referee, the one who's like
This is the same guy.
You know this referee. Yeah.
It's pretty good, but it doesn't really...
It's not a costume. I mean, it is a costume, but I don't know. I like Trey Murphy a lot. I think he's funny.
Yeah.
So I'm giving him more leeway on this than I think I would another player.
Like anytime an injured guy still suits up for Halloween, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't let your injury. He's not getting a DNP. Well, actually, I guess it would be DNTNTCD. Did not trick or treat coach's decision. That's what you get.
This is like an individual pack of like granola bites or something.
Okay, let's talk about Giannis and then move on, Sean, and do our Joker watch. Giannis, I think, was the star of NBA Halloween this year because he did an entire press conference incredibly seriously while wearing an Incredible Hulk costume.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, don't be scared.
Yeah, that's the only time he acknowledged the Hulk costume and then proceeded to, like, give NBA platitudes incredibly sincerely.
Just a normal Giannis interview, basically, in every way, but dressed as the Hulk.
Yeah. Full mask. Katie, should we?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, of course. Of course, everyone likes it. But my question is, should more players do this?
Yeah. I think so too.
Yeah.
I mean, Grant Williams, this is the most I've ever liked Grant Williams is when he dressed as Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think, I feel like I should know this, but I feel like when they have games on Halloween and they come in costume, they don't really wear them out. So they don't normally wear them after. They don't do their post game in the costumes, which is when they should. Yeah. But yeah, I like that this was really early. Yeah, obviously, like his kids were probably so stoked about this, you know, which I thought was really funny. No, I liked it. And yes, I think everyone should do. It should be in their contracts.
Yeah.
I want to mention real quickly that Corey Kispert wore a Toon Squad uniform and some very tiny bunny ears.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. This is him trying to be hot. Like, I don't like it.
Yeah, and he's a basketball player wearing a basketball uniform. And also, when I looked at it, I was like, is that an Oklahoma City Thunder uniform? Because they look like
Toon. Did you see the Wagner Bros one as Mario and Luigi?
It's bad. It's bad, Mario and Luigi.
It's like, bad, but it's fine.
I love the... Well, they are...
Also, where are they? Well. They look like they're just in some crummy apartment.
Yeah.
And it's like posted from the team account.
Well, like, they interviewed Mo about it afterwards, and they gave him this real setup like, hey, how'd you decide who would be Mario and who would be Luigi? And he said, well, I had a red shirt.
Yeah, but red shirt. Also, the Mario brothers wear overalls. It makes me crazy. I hate it. Just because you got the hat.
They should have at least done like a paper mustache.
Yeah, they don't even have mustaches.
Yeah, they don't have mustaches.
Well, what's funny is that Mo is clean shaven and Franz kind of has facial hair. So it would have been very easy for him to ditch that. I mean, maybe that goatee took him like 3 weeks to grow like it would for me. But in general, I would think like if you can grow a beard, you can grow a mustache for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like that doesn't seem so crazy.
Okay, our final question, Sean.
Yeah.
We do it every year. For some reason, NBA players love dressing as the Joker. How many Jokers did we have this year? And getting tattoos of the Joker. How many Jokers did we have this year? Just one? Was it just one?
I honestly only found one. And it was...
Yeah, I think it was just one.
Yeah.
I think it was just one.
Well,
it was a classic Joker.
It was classic Joker, which is what I like about it. It's not Heath Ledger Joker or.
Mm-hmm.
It almost feels like it's like animated Joker, even more than it's like Caesar.
True. Joker. It's a cartoon. Like,
it's comic
cartoon
book
Joker.
It's not even animated Joker. It's comic. It's straight comic book Joker, which is funny because his lady friend is dressed as movie Harley Quinn.
Yes.
So 100%. It's very I do think, is there something about the Joker as a costume where NBA players, if you dress as the Joker, you have to have like an elaborate photo shoot? Because it's like one of the only ones that always has an elaborate series of photos with it.
No, we've in like really ripe Joker 5 years, we've seen dudes just coming down the tunnel and like real half-assed, you know? Yeah,
like white makeup over a beard, kind of.
Or like just the mouth or something.
Like John Wall did not go very hard with his.
Yeah, I forgot about John Wall's.
But
DeAndre Jordan had like a very elaborate photo shoot with his. Uh-huh. So did Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm relieved to just have one and for it to be like a slightly different kind of Joker.
Yeah.
I'm like, are we out of this?
No.
Are we out of the trenches
Joker
of this?
Joker 2 is going to come out next year.
And that's going to be
the same Jokers.
Well, it's like, what's his name again?
It's Joaquin Phoenix Joker.
Yeah. So it's like you're sniveling like Artie Joker. I don't think many guys like that one.
They dressed as that one though.
Yeah, but it's the reason. I think one reason why it also is popular is that it seems like a very popular couples costume. Mm-hmm. So that kind of makes it. Like this photo shoot, DeJounte Murray's in, this is a photo shoot of Harley Quinn with a very tall Joker in the background, basically. So DeJounte Murray seems not very Joker-fied as an NBA player, I would say.
Yeah. But I also think the really Joker-fied, the people who take Joker seriously don't. It's like a real my culture's not your costume thing.
Right. Yeah.
You know? They're like,
I will say, where did DeJounte Murray get the cane that has a Joker head on top that he's wearing
ACL
here?
ACL a couple years ago. It's probably from that, right? It is a crazy cane, though.
I wonder where he got that. It feels like part of the package, right?
Yeah.
The whole costume?
Yeah, it's just part of the package.
Oh, because the tie is like, ha, 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 ha. He ordered this online.
Yeah, we're going to see a lot.
It was expensive, definitely ordered it online.
I know you guys think that we're not going to see as many Joker costumes next year, but I'm telling you, once that Joker 2 movie comes out, we're going to see a million Jokers.
There's just going to be some like scene that's too close to original Joker for Kate, like Heath Ledger Jokerification. You know what I mean? Like he'll be like when he did that stupid dance in the first one.
Yeah, when he danced down the stairs.
Yeah. So there'll be a scene like that and it will be like just
there's going to be like 100
enough
Jokers
or something. So it's nice to have like a bit of a reprieve.
Also, while we're talking about Jokers, I should point out that P. Diddy told the weirdest lie I've ever heard. It's weirder than any LeBron James lie.
It's so weird.
Where he said that Warner Brothers sent him a letter saying he wasn't allowed to dress as the Joker anymore for Halloween because his costume was so good, I guess.
I think that's what he wants people to assume.
I've never seen him be the Joker.
I'll send you the video. I mean, he looks like the Heath Ledger Joker and he's acting like the Heath Ledger Joker. It's like a pretty good impression, I guess. And Tyler, the creator, is like upset by his behavior, I would say.
He said he got a cease and desist letter last year and then he dressed as Batman this year. I don't think that's
it's a lie. Weird lie. All right, that's our episode.
He also killed Tupac. That's also important to know.
Yeah,
allegedly,
Joker-fied.
But yeah,
I'm not giving the Joker any costume. Or you know what? It's an apple with a razor blade in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's Joker-fied.
Yeah. Katie, where can our listeners find you?
Basketballfeelings.com. Where I'll plug this because this is a Halloween show. I wrote another Halloween spooky NBA true story. This one is about Victor Wembanyama and a bunch of monsters reprising their roles from past stories in the NBA Monster Association, trying to figure out if Victor's a monster or not. And if he needs to join the union.
Yeah, I loved it. It was great. It's one of my favorite.
You can read that on Basketball Feelings. Yeah.
Katie, who's your favorite team this year so far?
In real life? We're not out of Halloween. Okay.
Not Halloween. Halloween. I mean, you can factor Halloween in, but no, just
dude. Like, I mean, granted, it was the only game I watched because I don't usually stay awake to watch them, but I really liked watching the Spurs last night.
Yeah, me too. They're fun.
They're fun. They're going to really mess it up bad, but then they're also going to have really fun games like that.
They're like,
I love
they're...
just like a wild energy team. You know, I love just like a freaky kind of does do everything like boneheaded and then still somehow win. I love yeah. that.
I also think that Greg Popovich like embraced the chaos by just intentionally being like, we don't need any point guard.
Well,
like,
no, they have actually a point guard. His name Cameron is Jeremy Payne. Sohan.
Yeah, that, mm-hmm. That's what I mean. Like just being like, we're just going to let this teenager run the show. Is he going to be a point guard someday? Maybe, but they don't, you know, they could have just kept Cameron Payne to have mm-hmm. somebody to come up and like dribble and throw entry passes. Mm-hmm. And
no, it's cool. I like that they're just Jeremy like, Sohan.
Wemby's going to find his own stuff. Yeah, Jeremy, he's not the guy that's going to be like, yeah, let's keep it together. Let's find Wemby with a nice solid entry pass here. It's more like, hey, whatever you can do, buddy.
Yeah.
Wemby's kind of finding everybody else. They, yeah. I think that's why they can ease up. It's like, he'll find, like, Slenderman will find you out there.
Yeah, it's a fun, it's a fun team. I like, and like, you might as well find out if this guy can play point guard. Like, who cares?
Okay. Sean, where can our listeners find you?
Well, I am going to be at Punchline Comedy Club in San Francisco from November 1st to the 4th. And then the week after that, I will be at Cobb's Comedy Club from, I'm sorry, I got a random unannounced Skype call from Corbin.
Weird.
Yeah. Sorry.
You should have answered it. You should have answered it.
I should have answered it on the air here. It's... Sorry, I'll be at the Punchline November 1st through 4th in San Francisco, and then at Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco November 8th through the 11th, and I'll be at Critical Hit at It's Your Move Games in Oakland on November 18th.
Mm-hmm. Great. As for me, you can always follow me on Twitter at Frankie Muniz. Where? On... 6/19/14, I tweeted, there's nothing worse than flying across the country and then having to wait over an hour for mom to pick me up from the airport because she was vacuuming. Sean, did you write a song?
You know, I wanna play last year's Halloween song, Dream Monster Mash.
Okay, great. Trust the process.
Trust the process.
And shut it down. Here's to more Jokers next year.
Yeah.
I was scrimmaging in the gym late one night when my eyes beheld the scary sight. My God, the fouls were called too tight, and then the forward threw an overhead right.
He did the mash.
He did the Dream Monster Mash.
Dream Monster Mash.
It was a TMZ smash.
He did the mash.
Video was copied to a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the Dre Monster Mash. Cool collapse like Chris Bosh after a blood clot. Wow. Like Andrew Wiggins, he took an unwanted shot. Wow. Young Jordan was pounded within an inch of his life. Wow. And Draymond named his fingers the Hamptons Five.
He did the mash.
Did the Dre Monster Mash.
Dre Monster Mash.
It was a TMZ smash.
He did the mash.
He wants more of Joe's cash.
He did the mash.
He did the Dre Monster Mash. The Warriors girls were having fun. Preseason had just begun. The guests included Blood Boys, Joe Lacob, and his son. The media was talking, chasing blood like hounds. Like Michael Peters in the corner, Dre had gone out of bounds. Went mad with rage about a contract extension. And Bob Byers asked, why would we give him a suspension?
They played the mash.
Because he Dre Monster Mashed.
Dre Monster Mash.
It was a TMZ smash.
He did the mash.
Clay was there smoking hash.
He did the mash.
He did the Dre Monster Mash out from the harbor on the yacht of Latrell. A cry arose, it was Mr. Sprewell. He shook his braids and then the landlord spoke and said, whatever happened to my Carlissimo choke?
It's now the mash.
It's now the Dre Monster Mash.
Dre Monster Mash.
It was a TMZ smash.
It's now the mash.
Left his eye with a gash.
It's now the mash.
He did the Dre Monster Mash. Now everything's cool. Jordan Poole got his deal. Andrew Bogut showed up back from stopping the steal. And when they asked Chef Curry about the violence and strife, he said, no comment until I talk to my wife.
You can mash.
He did the Dre Monster Mash.
Dre Monster Mash.
It was a TMZ smash.
You did the mash.
The video was copied to a flash.
You did the mash.
He did the Dre Monster Mash.
Mash good.
Mash.
Easy, Kavon, you impetuous young boy.
Mash good. Look like Dracula. Move like Frankenstein.